From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The investigation continues in the California shooting. The husband and wife who shot 14 people to death at a California holiday party Thursday had 12 pipe bombs, bomb-making materials, and thousands of rounds of ammunition in their apartment. Syed Rizwan Farooq and his wife Tashfeen Malik were killed in a shootout with police near the handicap training center, where they shot and killed 14 people and wounded 21. 18-year-old Rahiman Ali says he knew Farooq and that together they attended the same mosque.
I was very sad and I said, you know, how is this possible for a brother, a really nice brother like him, to, you know, go out there, kill innocent people for no reason? Okay, sure, you might have had, you know, some disagreements with somebody. You might have gotten, I mean, what does that have to do with you killing him and taking his life away?
A burgeoning issue for America's Muslim community is the concern that their youth could become radicalized. A prayer vigil was held at the Baitul Hamid Mosque in Southern California in memory of the 14 victims, and public relations representative Amjad Khan of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community addressed just that issue.
If there is a radicalization problem among Muslim millennials, then as American Muslims, we need to very unambiguously decry that and disassociate ourselves from those acts and have a plan, not simply outrage, a plan to actually eradicate any kind of radicalization among Muslim youth.
Mr. Khan admits it's time now for American Muslims to look inward.
What is radicalizing the Muslim millennials? Where does it come from? Where are those triggers? As American Muslims, we need to be much more vigilant. And that is what I think will happen after this tragedy, is that there will need to be more vigilance and more introspection.
This is VOA News. Egyptian officials say 12 people were killed and another 5 wounded early Friday after a Molotov cocktail attack on a nightclub in the capital of Cairo. A motive has not been determined for the firebomb attack, which occurred in the Anguza neighborhood. An official told the Reuters news agency that the attacker was an employee who was recently fired. The U.S. House of Representatives has adjourned until next week without reaching an agreement on a government spending bill. A spending measure has to be passed by both the House and Senate by December 11th to avoid a partial government shutdown. Among the policy issues causing controversy are the Syrian and Iraqi refugees. Now, President Obama said that he would veto any bill that halts the resettlement of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. The agency charged with resettling those refugees in Dallas, Texas, however, is going ahead with plans to receive 2 Syrian refugee families Friday in defiance of the governor's ban. On Wednesday, Texas filed a federal suit to block further Syrian refugee settlement in the state. But as VOA's Greg Flakes reports from Houston, legal experts say the state has no authority to interfere in such matters.
In the lawsuit filed against U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the New York-based International Rescue Committee, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton cited security concerns and alleged failure of the federal government to keep the state fully informed about resettlement plans. In the wake of the Paris violence, Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a hold on any further Syrian refugee resettlement. Michael Olivas, a professor at the University of Houston's Law Center, says immigration and refugee acceptance are exclusively under the control of the federal government.
It is supposed to consult, as it is doing, with the various states, but the final word and the choices are to be made by the federal government.
Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.
This is the first lawsuit filed by any state to block refugees' resettlement since the terrorist attacks in Paris last month. British fighter jets have carried out the first airstrikes in Syria targeting the Islamic State following a vote in Parliament. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Just hours after military action was approved, 4 British Tornado jets took off from their base in Cyprus to attack Islamic State targets in Syria. The first bombs were dropped on the Omar oil refineries in the east that it's believed were used to fund the terror group. Britain has sent 8 further jets to its base in Cyprus as the bombing campaign intensifies. Henry Ridgewell, London.
For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.